Hey, you over there. Yeah, you. Why are you still in your pajamas? Get ready for a new day with the James Whale Radio Show.
Ah, thank you very much indeed. Yes, John from Dead Down the Drain podcast. Thank you very much indeed, sir. Very good of you to... very good. I'm just going to cover myself up because doing this program, I can actually see Rob in his studio and he can see me. And apparently for the benefits of technically minded people, Rob, it's better to cover us up. Is that right?
Yes, it saves on the bandwidth because we're just transmitting black.
Right, okay, well, there we are. A lot of people said, could we turn this into a video podcast, which if people want to pay for it, we'd be more than happy to do. So send your donations by going to our website and clicking on, what do they click on?
The big donate button.
Yeah, donate. And if we get enough in, we will, is that like crowdfunding or not?
Yeah, it's like crowdfunding through the back door.
Really? So we'll do backdoor crowdfunding and then turn the radio podcast into a video podcast, which all you will see is me sitting in a little room in my house and the amount of junk that I have managed to accumulate over my lifetime.
And I'll be sat in front of a green screen.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretending to be something you're not. Anyway, I digress. So John from Dead Down the Drain podcast, thank you very much indeed for the introduction, sir. Lots of you seem to want to do it. So if you would like to be the introduction voiceover for the programme, Rob will now tell you how to do it.
Yep, email the show, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, include the MP3 and we'll put it out.
Good. Now, before we get into the programme proper, I've just been watching all the news, and the news, of course, has come through now that we are about to trigger. You may be listening to this programme months after I did it. Triggered, sadly, for all of us, and that will obviously become, I think, fairly obvious, Article 50 to leave the European Union. Well, is that wise? I suppose people... the majority of people made their mind up, although it wasn't a huge majority. There we go. One good bit of news, I suppose. Kurt Walders, whatever his name is, the blonde. Doesn't he look like the kid in the Netherlands? The far right leader of the far right party. He looks like that child from that horror movie. What is it called?
Damien from The Omen.
Yeah, it looks really worrying. And then he walks around with these very blonde, shaved head security guards and a woman who, they all look really quite worrying. The rise of the extreme right in Europe is something we should all be worried about and something we should talk about and something we should mention, because last time it happened, well, we just go back through our history books to see what happened during the Second World War. And does anybody really want to risk that again? I don't think so. And so the continuing battles between the people of the East and the West continue. And as soon as that just a microcosm, if you like, of opportunity arrives, then people with extremist ideas, whether they happen to be from the East or the right, try to fill that vacuum, something I think we should be very concerned about. Marie Le Pen in France, the rise of people, which led to Brexit in this country, a rise of a lot of people thinking, you know, we've got to look after our own first. I get sick of that. What do you mean we've got to look after our own first? Are we not all children of the planet? Are we not all members of the human race? Should we not be trying to look after all of us together? Is that not what we should be doing?
Are you asking me, or are you asking the listeners?
Well, I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to the world. If you want to interject with a little something, feel free.
Yes.
Good. As I thought. So maybe we should think on about this, because it seems that the way things are going, that little chink in the armour that allows you to sort of get a little piercing in there somewhere, is what's happening. you know, politicians are absolutely beside themselves, can't really work out how they can keep themselves relevant, which is, of course, I suppose, why David Cameron decided he would offer the referendum to the people, because he thought maybe UKIP and some of the people with the UKIP feelings. Although, yeah, I have to be honest, Nigel Farage and I are quite pally. Haven't seen him for a while. He's spending most of his time with somebody called Donald Trump. I'm not really sure why, although our politics are completely different. I don't actually think a lot of the people who profess to be UKIP supporters, you know, actually understand Nigel Farage. Nigel's very good at talking and delivering speeches and getting everybody worked up, but then he gets quite often gets the wrong sort of people worked up. But that we have to live with what we have. Just a thought. Good news is that Kurt Wilders in the Netherlands hasn't become the dominant force of politics, but he's still there. He's still there, and perhaps something we should be worried about. Your thoughts on politics, of course. It's always nice to know what you think. You can get us at this address.
JamesWellRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah. Now, and don't forget to check out the website as well. Oh, my back's hurting today. I'm not sure why.
JamesWellRadio.co.uk.
What about it?
That was the web address for people that wanted to know.
I was moaning about my back. Why are we bothering with the web address when I'm just moving the microphone? When I was moaning about my back.
Well, people don't want to hear that.
Oh, don't they?
I was giving them something alternative to listen to.
Yeah, oh, good. Right, should we do Wales Mail? I see we've had another letter come flooding in.
Flooding in?
Well, that's, you know, drifted in on the internet.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. After my thoughts on genetic engineering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the genetically perfect human, last week's programme. Your show is as interesting as ever. Thank you, Ali. I've listened to you since my uni days in the 80s. Gosh. Yeah. Am I really that old?
You're not 80.
No. 80s. Oh, I've got to cross my legs. I don't know what I've done. I've just twisted myself some. I just moved that over there. Just twisted myself rather awkwardly. Oh, gosh. Apparently, human beings, unlike dogs, don't stretch enough. Did you know that?
I'm glad I've got the video off.
Yeah. Anyway, right, that's better. Oh, gosh, that was better. Yeah. Anyway, not sure how you can put into practice breeding out the negative aspects of humanity, though, as how we can control human breeding. Who selects who shall breed and not breed, etc. Aggression is part of the human condition to do with survival. And when things go wrong, people become aggressive like any animals. You can't really breed out intolerance and aggression, though. That's social and up to society to raise its young to be tolerant and think of more intelligent ways to tackle human problems. As for illness, that's just part of life. Yes, find cures, but new illnesses will always crop up, as it isn't going to work if people live forever. We have to die of something one day. As a person with four different disabilities, I'm very uncomfortable with eugenics and breeding out disabled people. A world with no people with Down syndrome or autism will be a much worse place. I am autistic and dread a world with boring mainstream types. As for other animals, we should do our bit to protect them. A world with no elephants or dogs will be just unbearable. Well, without dogs, I agree. I, for one, think the world will be much better without humans. We are not the boss species. It's only religion that seems to say humans are most important because of being made in God's image and blah, 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 blah. That's a very dated view. All life is important and equal but different. Ali, thank you very much indeed. Very well thought out argument. Do you know, I agree with a lot of what you say. I just wonder whether you're right about aggression and it's part of the human condition and part, you know, of how we survive. But as we have learnt more, as we have become more in tune, or maybe some people say more in control of the planet, isn't it up to us to actually improve mankind? We now have the wherewithal to improve mankind and to go back and say, oh, well, you know, we can't really help it because we are, that's how we are, you know. because where we used to be cavemen, we used to have to become aggressive to fight off the... But you know, a lot of this aggression that goes on in the world today, and the fact that we could now obliterate each other so much more easily, and we have actually... We've used science and we've used knowledge for more harmful things in this world than we have for good. And I know religious people will say, well, that was the devil's work. But I don't believe in all that sort of thing. But it's man's work, isn't it? We've just decided that aggression bit has to be done because, again, going back to everything else, you know, we have to look after our own first. And I agree with you. There are lots of great people who live with all kinds of disabilities who create a much better diversity to life. And I would, whether it's, you know, I've limited sort of, I suffered with asthma as a kid. It's not like being autistic. It's not like having Down syndrome. It's not, but we all have different things. And if we could get rid of some of the things that I don't know. I mean, would it make us better human beings? Would all those things, those trials, tribulations that come to people in this world, are they good for us? Are they character building, or should we have got past that? I don't know. It's an interesting debate, though, isn't it? Ali, thank you very much indeed. And please keep your thoughts coming in. Email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com is the address, as Robbo said not so long ago, didn't you?
It was about 6 minutes ago.
Was it really? Oh, right. OK, I thought it was longer than that, but how time flies. Shall we... there's a tweet coming as I speak. Shall we talk about the proposal of a new Scottish referendum?
Oh, not again.
Yes, I know. It's fascinating, isn't it? And the argument, I was speaking... Oh, did I tell you I have this new radio show on Talk Radio?
You did sort of hint about something a few weeks ago. I'm sure you did.
Did I? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. So Scottish Independent. I did speak to, I think it was Ronnie Alexander, a Scottish member of the Scottish Parliament, about this. And he told me that, you know, Scotland had to have its own independence and blah, 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 blah. And one of the reasons they wanted to go for this is because... They want to be members of the European Union. Very strange. They want to continue to be members of one union, but not members of another union.
The other union's bigger.
Yeah, but that's balmy, isn't it? And they have to understand, and they don't seem to, that they won't be able to be members of the European Union if they leave the United Kingdom anyway. They will have to reapply in their own right, as it were. And the possibility of them getting in, pretty negative. So what a waste of time. I don't care whether Scotland and Ireland and Wales, I don't really give a stuff, as long as the world could live in harmony. I don't see the need for countries anymore. That's an interesting discussion, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. We'll put that out next week.
Yeah. Are countries necessary? And if so, why? Because we just argue with each other. Look at Turkey. Look at that foolish idiot Erdogan in Turkey. Why doesn't somebody put him back in his box? He has brutalised the people of that country who don't agree with him. He pretends to be a democratically elected leader, which obviously he is not. And now he starts threatening Germany, calling people of the Netherlands names. What is wrong with this man? Where do these idiots come from? I suppose everybody wants power, and all these people get into a position. Thank goodness Donald Trump has shut up for a while.
Yeah, he's gone very quiet.
Well, he did do, until they've now put a block on his... He's trying to stop people from Muslim countries coming in. Another judge has put a block on that, and he's very upset. And also somebody leaked some of his tax returns from some years ago.
Why doesn't Twitter close his Twitter account down?
Can they?
Of course they can.
Well, I don't know. It's a very good point. Can you imagine what would happen?
There'd be an executive order that Twitter will be no more.
Yeah. Yeah, but it won't work, will it? Because you can't... That's the thing about social media. You can't close it down from afar. Then you become a real dictatorship if you stop people on social media and you dictate to people what they may or may not look and listen to.
Yeah, that's true. There could always be a problem with his account, though. You know, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Trump, but your account seems to be not accessible at the moment. Yeah. We'll try again in 48 hours and then allow him for a bit and then turn it off again. Yeah. Oh, we're still having problems with... Why didn't you set up a new account?
That's a good idea. I've got a couple of people. I think you should do that too anyway.
Okay. You give me the names after and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, no, I will. I you know, just a couple of people who need to be given... did you sort that thing out with my restaurant?
I did, yes. They're all up and running.
Yeah. Very good. Could we find out the people who did that?
Well, that was Facebook themselves.
Oh, was it? Mm. It was a mistake, was it? All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Italian Connection in Harrogate, which is run by my family. Lovely little Italian restaurant, worth going to. And please go and tell me what you think.
I've seen some of the food because I was obviously sorting it out. I was looking through some of the photos. It's really nice.
Rob handles all the social media for everybody I know.
Mm.
Yeah. If you want Rob to handle your social media, get in touch with us at jameswellradio. I can't remember now for the life of me. Put my glass on. jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. And go to the website, visit the shop, have a look around our website. Lots of videos on there and programs and stuff like that. I've just made a new TV commercial.
Have you now?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what for. I'll wait until it's out.
Oh,
I know
what it's for.
I beg your pardon.
I know what it's for. Is it Stimovit?
No, that's an old one. I wonder where that got to. Have we got that on there?
I don't know. It's been taken off the market, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Theoretically, it could have worked.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, if we could find it, was an infomercial. It was sort of, you know. Anyway, moving swiftly on to what were we talking about? Oh, yes. I can't remember. What were we talking about?
Scottish referendum.
Oh, referendum, yeah. Gosh, how this... This is a sort of programme of my mind, which is fairly higglety-piggledy. That's an expression you don't hear anymore, do you? Higglety-piggledy.
I've not heard that for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Scottish referendum. Sorry, my microphone. I'm playing around with the microphone. You shouldn't... when you're doing a radio broadcast, you just should not touch the microphone. It's better if you don't.
I have to edit out all the little bits where you do that.
What?
Oh, mine's got a thing on it to stop you from making too much noise.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, if you bothered to get me one, we'd be fine. Anyway, can we get on with Scottish independence? A waste of time. And the Scots are going to waste their money because the Scots do not have any kind of what's the word? The Scots... don't have in industry. They don't have any sort of... I don't know really. How could they be a country that... what are they going to do? Were they going to get an army? Are they going to have any kind of industry? What are they going to do? Rely on selling whiskey?
Do they do a bit of fishing?
But that's not going to keep the country going. You could... SNP bloke said to me, well, we've got lots of forests up here. We can do lots with woods.
Hide in them.
Well, you could hide in them, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we put it out on Facebook, our friends on Facebook. Perhaps we should do this programme live on Facebook.
We could do it live on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah, I say we could do.
If we get enough people donating money so that we could improve our studios and put a couple of cameras up.
Yeah. Just send us money, basically.
Yeah, on our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, and just go to the donate page.
I'm running very low on jelly tots.
Yeah, and the reason we've been going for years doing this blog, podcast, radio show, whatever you want to call it, depends where you're listening to it, and hi to all our listeners from those radio stations all over the world that take this show. Nice to have you with us. People have donated over the years, and that's why we keep going. That's why I sit here and do it, because he tries to get me to do it. I say, I can't be bothered this week. He says, you've got to. You really have got to. So, Scottish referendum. Let's talk about that. Here we are, another huge waste of money. Stephen Shallcross says, let them go if they want, but it's got to be 100%. They pay for their own NHS, their own welfare state, education system, police force and fire service, and army. And you see, once you tell the Scots that, and once you tell them that any new member of the European Union will have to adopt the euro, then the bagpipe playing. I don't know if I could say I was going to sort of describe the Scots as bagpipe playing, kilt wearing, whiskey drinking, fabulous people.
As long as you topped it up with fabulous people, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. Okay. John Richards says, okay, not just the goalposts, but the entire playing field have been moved since the prior independence referendum. Northern Ireland and Scotland overwhelmingly voted to remain in the EU. Moreover, none of the increased devolved powers promised by David Cameron to Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, as well as to the major regions of England, have come to fruition. Staying within the UK, which is part of the EU, is a wholly different gambit to one which is outside. So yes, yes, another referendum on Scottish independence, and I believe it should be done ASAP, not just for the sake of Scotland, but because it would also dictate how our government brokers its deal for what remains of the United Kingdom. You know, John, that's a very good argument. Nearly changed my mind. And as I say, I'm just frightened of nationalism. The Scots are playing a very silly game. They couldn't run the country on their own. And I'm just tempted to say, listen, Nicola Sturgeon, you go off and try it, because you have no economy to talk of. So how are you going to manage it? What are you going to do? Why even bother to make more people feel more uncomfortable, to put a lot of people in limbo land? Because whilst you suggest this, there will be investment that won't go to Scotland because people will be concerned about it. Vincent says, how many times do you need to hold a referendum before the result is accepted? Lee Travis, she has run out of options to help Scotland, so let's bring this shit up again. Are we that bad that they need to leave? May should state, vote again, but if you lose, no vote for 50 years, otherwise it will happen again in 2 to 3 years. Gary Long says, suppose she wants a rugby rematch, seeing they took a hammering by England. Jeff Mason says, I don't see what the problem is. The people of Scotland have a right, and if they choose not to be governed by England, then good on them. Let's face it. The way our government run things leaves a lot to be desired. So if Scotland wants to go it alone, good luck to them. Dave Turley says, blimey, that is all Nicola Sturgeon has been saying since the last vote. 2.5 years, doing nothing but sulking about the result. She should be sacked for doing nothing for the electorate. And Jan Trim says she wants a place in the history books, that's all, without pushing for sexit. She has nothing to be remembered for. That's quite good. Sex it. Sex it up. Graham J. Burton says, I don't care either way. Stay in, go out. All I do know is there has already been a referendum on this, and of the people that I know personally in Scotland, 12 out of 16 would vote to stay again. It sounds like a complete waste of time to me. And John Francis Butler says, she must have her rear end facing the wind again, because it's making her tongue wag. Can somebody turn around? It may shut her up. Thank you very much indeed. Some great views on Scotland's proposed referendum on leaving the United Kingdom. And this leaving, everybody wants to leave. You know, the fascinating thing about Scotland is they want to leave the United Kingdom because we voted, or some of us, not me, voted to leave the European Union. And this is what worries me. I think the European Parliament shite, to be quite honest. I think they couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery. And I think they need to be held to account much more.
Be a health and safety nightmare, though, a piss up in a brewery.
Yeah, wouldn't it? But I don't actually think leaving is the way to do it. Running away has never solved anything. There we are. Okay. I seem to have been talking non-stop for ages. Should we have some music?
Oh, yes.
Because on the show, we like to bring you some music, hopefully some music from new talent. And if you would like to appear on the programme, all you've got to do is send in your music to Rob, care of James Whale Radio, at gmail.com.
Include your MP3 and permission to play.
Okay. Mickey P. Kerr from Leeds. Hello, Mickey P. Kerr. Has sent us this track in. It's called Bag for Life.
I can't believe I've lost you. Can't believe you've gone. I need you to know that You've done nothing wrong. The first time I saw you, just hanging there, the checkout lady said, do you want to buy one of these? And I said,
all right, go on then, yeah.
You were my bat for life, supposed to be forever. Back for life, we could have saved the world together. But now I've lost you, and yes, I've paid the price. You cost almost 10 pence, and I only used you twice. I still hope to find you with a stroke of luck. Uncovered in my cupboard, in the corner scrumpled.
Useless.
I always feel that the handle strap is gonna snap. Damn it! Back for life. So comfortable, sturdy.
There we are, Mickey P. Kerr from Leeds. I've always had problems with bags for life as well, till I realised actually what they were talking about. But those are those bags for life in the supermarket. Can they just stop putting those pictures on them?
Yeah, well, it's advertising, isn't it?
Well, it just they look so sort of old lady-ish.
I've got a Star Wars one.
Have you?
Hmm.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Not at all.
But I must admit, I've changed my view on bags. But I mean, I used to be one of those, if I go to a supermarket and spend a few quid, I expect a bag. Yeah. And to be fair, we recycled our bags into the bins in the kitchen and the bathroom for the rubbish.
Yes.
You know, your little rubbish, you know, yeah. But I think we see a lot less of those bags hanging around now, and I think we should do something about plastic bottles.
Yeah, or beer bottles. I see a lot of beer bottles.
Yeah, well, you're in Wales. But plastic bottles, and we all always, or most of us, trendy people, have a bottle of water with us. To drink from time to time, and the bottle goes in the bin and the bins go into landfill and they never break down, apparently. Or we could have plastic that breaks down, couldn't we?
Is tin cans okay to put in landfill?
Well, I mean, everything goes into landfill, doesn't it? I mean, they do recycle tin.
If you go mining in the future, you'll find all the metal.
Well, that's a point. I don't know. I mean, the interesting thing is you know, I'm not one of those particularly green-minded. I think this whole thing about climate change, and don't get me going on that. But I do think recycling, I do think reusing is something we have to do. We can't keep filling holes in the ground on this planet up with our flipping rubbish.
True.
And so I changed my point of view from plastic bags, as I thought, yeah, well, I'm going to go to a shop and buy... Because quite often now... I don't even need a bag to take with me. I buy a couple of things and I can carry them. I don't need a bag.
It is a bit depressing, though, going into a nice clothes shop and buying a nice jacket. And then when they say, would you like a bag? You have to sort of say, well, no, not really. I'm doing my bit for the environment. And you're walking out with clothes hanging off you.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know what shops you go into to buy clothes. You go into a clothes shop, they'll put it in a cardboard bag.
Yeah, they're good. I like cardboard bags.
Yeah. You know, you buy a jacket or a suit, you probably come in a... I haven't bought a jacket or a suit for so long, I don't know.
You get a suit
bag. As you can probably tell, watching me on Sky on Sunday mornings. I've recycled my clothes. Some of the clothes I'm wearing on there I've had for 20 years, and you can't tell, can you?
Saying nothing.
No, you can bug off as well. So anyway, get your music in if you've got anything that's sort of funny, rocky, reggae. Solely anything at all, we'll give it a spin. Right, do you want to do your bit now or a bit later or what?
I'll do my bit if you want. I'll step up to the plate.
Yeah. I was going to talk about prisons, but...
We could do that later.
We could do that later. I was going to talk about headscarves as well, because that's been in the news, hasn't it? Again. Why don't you do tech talk first, and I'll just put my feet up and have a rest.
There's a new technical condom coming out.
Of course there is, yeah. In your dream.
No, it's a condom that... it's like a Fitbit for your bits.
Oh, so it gives you an erection if you can't get one?
No. It tells you how good you're doing.
What a good idea that is. Suppose you had a condom and you put it on it and it made it go, yeah, what a good idea. I've just come up with an idea.
Wouldn't a taser do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so this...
That would be better than taking tablets. If there was a little electric impulse that made it perform... What do you think?
Shocking.
Shocking, yeah, it would be shocking, yes. Yeah. But, you know, it's an idea, isn't it?
Yeah, this isn't that. This basically this basically monitors thrusts, etc., how long you've been at it, and gives you like a performance. And it will also go online and compare you against the rest of the world that are wearing one.
Well, ridiculous thing. I don't want one. I'm surprised you're using one.
Oh, I was going to ask them to sponsor the show.
Well, no, don't bother, because Mrs. W want me to wear one and I'm not.
It's called an icon.
An icon?
Hmm.
The last word is particularly relevant.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's about 50 quid.
50 quid?
Yeah. The worst bit is, it's not actually really a condom. It's just a band.
Yeah.
But they're calling it a condom for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, nor do I. Why don't they call it a Fitbit for your dick?
I think it's a Fitbit.
Why don't they call it a Fit Dick?
I think it's a Fitbit for your bits.
Call it a Fit Dick. It's better.
I suppose, yeah. But I like the idea of tasering your bollocks.
I think I'd just be happier shaving them. Anyway, moving on. Oh dear, I apologise to any radio station that's embarrassed, but stuff it. You don't pay enough anyway.
Shall I do films?
Yeah, don't delete that bit either.
I saw a film, it's an old film.
That's about the funniest bit we've had for ages.
A film I missed in the cinema, I didn't get around to seeing it. And if I'm being honest, I sort of went, oh, really, I'm not sure. It's a film called Street Cat Called Bob. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I have. I've seen the guy interviewed, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really good film. I really enjoyed it.
Is it?
Yeah. I got my daughter, who's 9, to watch it, mm-hmm. and educated her all about drugs. Very, very educational.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
and the cat has become a star.
The cat has become a superstar.
Yeah. Good. Okay, well, that's a good news story in itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is. I'm going to see Beauty and the Beast on Sunday.
Are you?
Mm. I'm going to see it in IMAX. Have you heard about the what's happening in Malaysia and Singapore?
No.
They're trying to get the film cut.
Why?
Because it has a 4.5 minute long scene in it that depicts two gay people dancing, and they want it banned.
Why don't these countries get a flipping life? I mean, honestly.
Kids would think homosexuals are normal if they watch that film.
Homosexuals are normal. If it's normal for them, it's normal for them. Are these Christians who are doing this, or Muslims? Both the same, anyway.
Both. But I think both. But the one that made that comment was the Christian leaders.
Was it? Mm. Wake up, stupid, idiotic people, and start letting people be themselves.
Indeed.
Oh, flipping it. No wonder I enjoy winding them up so much. Now... here's an interesting story. The European Union have decided that headscarves could be banned in the workplace or any other outward signs of religious, political or social objectives, I suppose, would be a word. But, you know, this whole thing then gets bastardised by idiots. You know, I don't particularly want anybody thrusting their religion in my face. If that's what makes them feel good, fine, but try and do it in a... But to say to a woman who wears a headscarf, because that... You know, what are you going to do, ban nuns from going down the road? I mean, back in the 50s, my mum used to wear a headscarf. Never went out without a headscarf. That's what ladies did. And I think once you start telling people how to dress, as long as you don't start, you know, telling me I can't do certain things because it offends you and your religion, within reason, then that's fine. And religions have got to really start loosening up, haven't they? But if a woman turns up at work and she is quite devout and she wants to cover her hair, then let her do it. Otherwise, it's like the fashion police. And this is some of your thoughts on Facebook when I asked the question, should they be banned? Paddy Fian says, no, you can see their face. Why is it important to see their hair? Quite right. Face coverings, by the way, shouldn't be allowed anyway. The Queen won't be too pleased with the ruling. She wears one, says David Elam. Very good point, David. David Massey says, any religious symbolism should be banned from the workplace unless, of course, your workplace was a place of worship. There is no longer room for the thousands of different religions in our working lives. And what the hell are they doing in the first place? David, I think you need to understand some people need a crutch. And as long as it's not affecting you, what is the problem? And David, just, you know, think on about the Queen. Al Williams, to appease people who choose to take offence, unless something is causing actual harm, it shouldn't be banned. People need to just stop being so whiny and conditioned. Grow the hell up and concern yourselves with things that actually matter. Couldn't agree with you more. Joyce Katanak says, when I was a driving instructor, several of the young Muslim women that I was teaching to drive were more concentrated on their scarves than the road, and a few near misses ensued. There's a time and a place for such things. Even Nicky Gumbel wears jeans when he is preaching. Who's Nicky Gumbel?
No idea. No?
I don't think I agree with that, Joyce, because, you know, my mum used to drive with a headscarf and it never bothered her. Casing Keith says, I don't even know why we talk about headscarves. Hiding the face is what we should be discussing. Headscarves, like any cap or scarf, are cool. David, I agree. David Thurtle says, banning religious symbols for one means you must do it for all. Personally, we should promote tolerance for others' beliefs. This also means that people at work should not be able to refuse to do their job due to their religious beliefs. Mike Keatley says, yes, absolutely, there is no need for religious or political statements. And yet again, it is one religion forcing their agenda on others while still looking like victims. It's not about discrimination, it's about equality. Mike, I don't think you understand the issue. And I don't actually understand why a woman wearing a scarf, unless, of course, there is a dress code. And, you know, are we going to tell Sikhs to take off their turbans at work? We bent over backwards, quite rightly, except for the motorcycle helmet thing. That was a bit silly. We bent over backwards to make sure that Sikhs don't feel out of place if they wish to wear their turbans. We're not suggesting anybody, I don't think, that anybody should be allowed to go and do a job with their face covered, are we? Because if we are mad. But, you know, as long as it doesn't get in your way of your work, I don't have a problem with it. But anyway, Mike Keatley does, but I don't think he's thought it through. He says, for all that includes, all abiding by the same rules rather than expecting preferential treatment, at last, sense is beginning to override the pathetic, self-destructive political correctness that we have been sinking further into. I agree with that bit, Mike, but I think you are I think you're picking the wrong fight here, myself. Josh Holzman says, I think the EU Supreme Court has got confused about the difference between hijabs and burqas. Also, they don't have many Sikhs in the EU, obviously. It's not just about headscarves. I think this is the confusing thing about this story. It's about religious symbols. And if, you know, if a company wants to say, listen, we don't want anybody wearing a headscarf or wearing a crucifix or wearing a turban or wearing a political T-shirt or whatever, they will be able to do it. I think the European Union, this is another point in case or case in point of the European Union being completely flipping useless and need to be educated. And we need to be there in the European Union to stand up and say, are you completely mad? Why do you need to have a law like this? Get on with trying to improve life for people and stop buggering about. Julie Garfitt, what about wedding rings? They're religious. Very good point, Julie. And that's a very good place to end on that subject.
Indeed, yes.
And I shall continue to have my head shaved, wear a beard, and any other sort of elaborate clothing I feel like.
I think you should be forced to wear a wig under new EU regulations.
Bald men are offensive and shouldn't be allowed to go out there showing their bald pate.
Whatever that word is.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we've nearly come to the end of the show today, except for questions, haven't we?
We have nearly come to the show. We do the prisons.
I was going to do prisons and abortions. We might do those next time.
Yeah.
I mean, abortions, I've lots to say on abortion, which upsets everybody. It looks like the law which makes women, a woman a criminal, if she has an abortion without seeking correct medical advice, and that means two doctors saying yes, is going to be overturned. And quite rightly, too. Why would we want to criminalise a woman who doesn't want to have a baby? You might like to get your thoughts in on that. We'll talk about it on next week's show. You can email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. So, questions for the whale.
Questions for the whale. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Colin Geldard.
Yeah.
Why doesn't my cat like sitting on my 50-inch plasma flat-screen telly? He used to love sitting on my old one.
Well, probably he finds that your new one is not nearly as comfortable, as everybody knows. Once you've worn the television in, it's like sitting on an old glove. It's just not comfortable. Give him a few months and he'll feel better.
Or try sleeping on it yourself and then wearing it and get your scent on it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, of course, remember to lie it flat on the floor, first of all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Picture upwards, though, because obviously
exactly,
you can't watch it.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Steve Evans.
Stevie!
Does the TARDIS have a toilet, or did Doctor Who just travel back in time to when he didn't need a shit?
Interesting question, actually, because the TARDIS has new technology where you just go and, depending on what you need to do, what you need to remove from your body, you connect yourself up to a pipe, a large one and a small one, and it just sucks the said waste out and puts it out into space.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm just thinking of that image. I mean, where's he going to end up in space, though?
Well, it breaks down when it's in space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shawez Khan. I think I got that right.
Yeah, hopefully.
When will Nigel Farage get a knighthood?
I don't know. It's an interesting point, isn't it?
Well, the Queen seems happy with the idea of leaving the EU.
Well, I don't think the Queen has any choice, to be honest.
Well, she's made to do it against her will.
Well, I don't know that she was made to do it against her will, but I think, you know, she's not able to... just moving out of the way. She's not really able to overturn anything that the government have democratically, so-called, decided.
Okay. Vincent Aurelius...
Yep.
Daily savings time, or I call it daylight saving. Should we scrap it?
I think we should. I think, you know, making it lighter in the mornings for farmers is a bad idea. I'd like to see it lighter in the evenings when you're going home from school.
You could put in overtime then if you're a farmer then, can't you?
Well, you know, you get up when it's light, go to bed when it's dark if you're a farmer. And anyway, tractors have huge spotlights on, so I don't actually understand why we put the clocks back and forward the way we do.
They didn't have those spotlights back in the day, though.
Yeah.
Kev Arsenal Skolic. I assume Arsenal because he's a fan.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Can we...
Unless he's just an idiot. Maybe he's just an idiot, has a stupid flipping name.
But it would be his parents that gave him that, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, parents don't necessarily know best. Anyway, go on.
Can we overturn the England rugby result if we get enough support?
Do you know, there are a few things in the world I care less about, and one of them is rugby. I could not give a shit about rugby. It leaves me cold. I've got friends who are real, we got to watch it. I could not give a stuff.
You're not a fan then?
No. Just bores me rigid.
Another cure for impotency there then. Matt Pierce.
Yeah.
What is the worst song ever made? My choice is Yellow by Coldplay.
I can't even remember Yellow by Coldplay, so that's how riveting that is. What is the worst song? Ernie the Milkman, in my view.
René Emrenata, Save Your Love, My Darling, Save Your Love.
That was pretty crap as well, wasn't it?
My grandmother used to have that. Played all the time.
Yeah, people used to love it though, didn't they?
Yeah.
It used to appear on Top of the Pops when I was a kid over and over again. I used to think, oh, for goodness sake, what shite.
Wasn't it a poor man's meatloaf and a woman?
No, I don't. Well, that was long before meatloaf, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, of course it was, yeah.
Maybe. Jason Smithen. Adele, is she nothing more than a poor cruise singer?
She's a lot more than a poor cruise singer. She's a very wealthy woman and managed to find a particular sound that resonated with a lot of people. I don't think when somebody has made that much money and had that many hits, you could really be that disparaging about them. Not my cup of tea, but lots of people love it.
She's one of them ones for me that have got like a few that you can listen to, but the rest is all the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, that you can say that about everything, can't you?
Yeah, mate.
You'd know a Beatles track as soon as it comes on, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't turn it on.
I'm not a Beatles fan.
No, me neither.
No. Okay.
Right, Gene Matheson.
Sorry, Paul.
Gene Matheson. Why is it...
Hello, Genie.
Why is it when I'm exhausted, my washing machine takes at least twice as long as usual to finish? And I can't go to bed.
Psychosomatic, you see. It's psychological, you know. When you're exhausted and tired, everything seems to take longer. You know, why is it the other night I came home, I'd been doing the show. You know, I've got this show on Talk Radio.
Is it Talk Radio?
Ash is back on the show, sadly. And I get home sometimes after having done the show and have a bath. And if I'm really tired, I can't get out of the bath.
Do you put lavender in the bath?
I don't know. I just use the water Mrs. W had.
Oh, you're eco-friendly then.
Yeah, top it up with a bit of hot and then lie in the bath and think, I need to get out and go to bed. And I think, I just can't. And it's when you're tired.
Yeah, then you wake up cold and all wrinkly.
Yeah, on your fingers go all wrinkly and then other bits, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think we've finished now, haven't we? Because I have to go and use that new suction pump I was talking about in the TARDIS.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about another device for, droopy bits.
Mm. No, I've been drinking too much water during this programme.
Okay, as long as everything's working as it should.
Yeah. Good, right. So, same time, next time?
Maybe a few minutes here and there, different.
Yeah, okay, good. Take it easy.
All right then, bye-bye. A show about erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, well, that's fine, that's fine. We'll be right back.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.